He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney, coming at you with an Arrowhead update after another victory Monday, the eighth in a row. The Chiefs beat the Baltimore Ravens 34-14, and we talk about players that stood out in this game. Derek Johnson had another great week.
He did it again. We talk about storylines throughout the season. There's a lot of good ones with this team. The ability for Derek Johnson to come back and play at the level that he's played at, 12 tackles on Sunday. He had the big forced fumble when he came in there. There's a lot of cool things about that play when you go back and rewatch it, but DJ's ability to get in there, throw his shoulder in, knock the ball loose, and then Tyvon Branch, he was about 15 yards deep, and it seemed like he was the only one that saw that ball come loose, pick it up, juke Jimmy Clausen a little bit, run down. And that all started with DJ, again, led the team in tackles. He keeps making plays, coming back from the torn Achilles last year. Special, special person, special player. It's great to see him playing at such a high level.
This game ended up being a blowout, 34-14, but you look at that particular play, the Ravens had a little bit of momentum there, and it changed the game in the other direction. The Chiefs kind of ran with it.
It seems like both of the big turnovers in the game, and there was three on the day, but both of the defensive touchdowns in that game came when the Ravens were driving. You had the one that you just mentioned on the Branch recovery, but even the Marcus Peters pick six went 90 yards. That was another time they were driving. So when you hear Coach Reed say after the game that they feel opportunity, that doesn't necessarily mean everything's going right. It's just they look for that one spot. Even when their backs are up against the wall a little bit, they make a big play. We've seen Marcus Peters do it all throughout this year, putting together a pretty good candidacy for a defensive rookie of the year.
So the defense with another great performance on Sunday. If you look at this offense, though, we talked all week about Alex Smith against the blitz, and he took advantage of that with Jeremy Maclin.
He did. You look at the 13-yard touchdown. That came on the blitz. I know the Ravens outgained the Chiefs in total yards, 366 to 277, but the one stat that matters, and we talked about this on Chiefs Rewind last night, Pete, that it's turnovers. The Chiefs forced three. They're plus 15 in the turnover differential this season, which is second best in the NFL just behind the Carolina Panthers, and that's the reason they're finding this success, the reason they've won eight straight. Now we get to come back home.
The great thing about the Chiefs is they always turn the page. Right now we're focusing on the Cleveland Browns coming at Arrowhead this coming Sunday. It should be an electric building when the Chiefs come back home. As for injury updates, Spencer Ware should be back this week. He only had two snaps on special teams against the Ravens due to that rib injury. And we got an update about Justin Houston this morning. Andy Reid was asked about that report last week that Justin Houston would be out for the season. He refuted that.
Yeah, he said, listen, these are our guys. If something like that's going to happen and they're going to be out for the year, he's going to know about it. And he said he didn't know about that. It's a day-to-day thing. He's working with Rick Burkholder and that entire athletic training staff to try to get him ready to go. And then you mentioned Spencer Ware. I mean, obviously, the guy was active for the game, so it wasn't so bad that he couldn't get out there and play. Sharkhandrick did a great job carrying the load. Niall Davis got in there and got some carries, so hopefully Spencer was able to rest up a little bit, didn't take a bunch of shots, so hopefully he can rest those ribs up and be ready to go against, obviously, a physical Cleveland Browns team coming into Arrowhead. And again, you mentioned it, it's going to be a fun atmosphere.
Johnny Football coming into Arrowhead this coming Sunday. Stick with us all this holiday week. We'll have the updates at Chiefs.com. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. And this has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.